Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the Colorado River and a plan, kind of, that is being put forth by the states, some of the states. So if you need context on this, the Colorado River is in trouble. It is in trouble. It is basically the... There are too many people relying on it. Too much water is being taken out of it. There is a drought. It's been the driest 20 years in like the last 1,000. There's a lot of problems. States have to make reductions when it comes to water consumption coming out of the river. Six of those states have come up with a plan that is being referred to as the consensus plan. Another state, California, is like, yeah, no, we're going to put out our own plan later. I know somebody who's looked over the consensus plan. They have questions. they know a whole lot more about it than I do. I don't know. I have no ability to kind of fact check their work. But they think some of the math is fuzzy, and they don't really think it's going to generate the cuts that the plan says that it's going to. But what I want to point out is that it doesn't matter, because it's not really a plan. This isn't agreed to by these states yet. This is really a plan to continue to plan. It's a plan to keep talking, is what was submitted. What is becoming more and more clear from the situation with the Colorado River is that the states seem unable or unwilling to deal with real climate mitigation efforts by themselves. That's what's happening. This is one of the first real big tests. We're going to see more of them, a lot more of them. And it was up to these states to set the tone. The tone that is being set is that the federal government has to deal with it. That's what's being set. Whether or not that is good or bad is up to you and your personal view of it. But the length of time this has been going on to have no real plan, no real action being taken, it's pushing the decisions to D.C. Every day that passes, the situation gets worse, which means when a plan finally gets enacted, it's not going to be enough because it's taking too much time to hammer out the details. I feel like this is probably going to be like kids arguing over a TV, and then mom comes in and makes the decision for everybody and nobody's happy. It's probably what's going to happen. What is being demonstrated is that for political reasons, I would assume, the states don't want to make the mitigation efforts that have to occur a reality, which means the federal government is...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going to end up stepping in and doing it for them. This is going to, of course, trigger a whole bunch of people who will talk about states' rights and all of this stuff and talk about how the feds have too much say over water and land use and all of this stuff that is very much a talking point among those who pretend that they're all about individual responsibility and maintaining power at a lower level. If you want to maintain the power there, you have to make the decisions, even if they're hard ones. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.